falah. What is the falah? Is najah? Success. And Allah's Mu'azzin is calling you 5 times a day, reminding all of us, come towards success. Success is not in the market. Success is not in the shop. Success is not at farm. Success is not in the factory. Come to the masjid. Hayya al-falah. Hayya al-falah. This is the success over here. Every day, 5 times. Constantly. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi ajma'in were the best example for us to follow. As I had mentioned in my last sermon, Sahaba radiallahu anhum always used to consider and make fikr about hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chosen them, each and every one, to be the Sahabian companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made their training. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort on their iman. So they cut off from the worldly things. Even the wealth came to them, but they were not, you know, diverted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more wealth came, they earned more wealth, they distributed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the path of Allah. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu, Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu. They never used to count when they used to give to in path of Allah, in fisabilillah, without counting. Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu gave his whole, you know, garden of the dates, more than 500 dates in one place. Beautiful garden, the more expensive garden, largest garden in Medina Munawwara, used to be the garden of Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu. And people used to admire, people used to like his garden. It was close to Masjid al-Nabawi. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and sit down in his garden. There was a nice well in the garden. The water of the well was very, very sweet and cool. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahaba used to go there and sit down in his garden. They used to admire and love the garden. One day the Talha radiallahu ta'ala heard this verse, لَن تَنَارُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will not achieve success. لَن تَنَارُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, until and unless you sacrifice what you like the most. The most you like, that you have to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real najat, that is the real success. When he heard that, oh, I love my garden the most. They were very sincere. To love something is nothing wrong with that. We love our parents, we love our children, we love our wives and brothers and sisters and friends. We love. We love our job, we love our money, we love wealth. The wealth of love of wealth is there in our heart. Sahaba radiallahu not exempted from that. They were human beings like us. They used to love the garden, they used to love the wealth. But when he came to comparison with the worldly things with hereafter, they have chosen and selected hereafter. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I heard this verse revealed upon you today, the fresh verse, fresh ayah, just revealed today. Rasulullah said, yes, this is the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to me to inform you people. لَن تَنَوْنُ الْبِرُ, you won't get any thawab and reward until you sacrifice the thing you love the most. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truly, I love my this garden. And everyone of Medina, every person, Sahabi of Medina, used to love that garden, used to admire it. Ya Rasulullah, I'm giving this in charity, fi sabilillah, so I can achieve success in hereafter. I don't want to stuck in this dunya. I want to sacrifice it, so I can achieve success in hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so pleased. But he advised him, oh Talha, this is a very expensive garden. It is very expensive, valuable things. And you are sacrificing, you are giving him charity in path of Allah. Just distribute amongst your close relatives. Just do this much. Instead of giving to some other Sahaba, give it to your close relatives so that garden can remain in your family, at least. You see, Rasulullah, I am given. Whatever you like, whatever you decide, is up to you. But from my side, I already sacrificed. The love that garden is gone from my heart. I want to achieve Allah's pleasure. I want to achieve the success in hereafter. That is the najah. That's what Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to strive for it. So the Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala is one of the very great Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used to be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, man najah? I want to be successful. What is the meaning of this life? If I don't please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please tell me. Please guide me. What is the formula of the success? What is the concept of the success? What is the criteria of the success? I don't know. You are the Rasul of Allah. You teach us. An-Najah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him three things. Uqba ibn Amir, if you really want to be successful, do these three things in your worldly life, and then you will be guaranteed success. My brothers and sisters, this hadith is not only for Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu. The advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only limited to one sahabi, Uqba ibn Amir, because he asked, so Rasulullah sallallahu replied to him, and it is just exclusively for him. No. Every hadith, every admonition, every advice of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for the whole of mankind, especially whole of the ummah, until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. It so happened that Uqba ibn Amir became means for that advice. The first person to question and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to the najah and success, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him, guided him towards the success. And it is beneficial to each and every person, Muslim, who believe in it, who believe the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said from his Mubarak tongue, it is not from his own desire, but it is rather revelation from Rasulullah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the guidance given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, Amsik alayka lisanak. The first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given to Uqba ibn Amir and all of us, my brothers and sisters, is control your tongue. Control your tongue. Well, yes, because most of the sins a person is committing because of his misuse of his tongue, abusive, of the tongue, most of the things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith that I found most of the people went into the Jahannam because of the sins they committed by tongue. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the hadith has mentioned, whoever guarantee me two things, the safety of his tongue and safety of his private part. If he's guaranteeing me, he's going to protect his tongue throughout his life and his private part. Don't misuse his private part. Then I'll guarantee him about Jannah. Just control these two things and get the Jannah. So authentic, so guaranteed by Rasulullah. But these are the very hard things to control. It's very easy to say, but it is very hard to control the tongue. And the second advice, Rasulullah, Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was going towards Yemen as the governor of Yemen. Last and final advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving him while walking with his camel, walking outskirts of Medina. Lot of advice is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. But very important advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically given to Hazrat Mu'adh. And again, it is not only for the Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, it's for the whole of Ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, oh Mu'adh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up his Mubarak tongue. And he said, Mu'adh, be careful of your tongue. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. By practically showing his tongue. So my brothers, this is the first advice given to Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amsik alayka lisanak. Wal yas'abaytik. Second advice, you stay in your house as much as possible. Don't go outside unnecessarily. Yes, if you have some work, some job, some what to do, you can go out. But don't just go and sit in the market and bazaar in the company of the people, because when you're going to sit with them, they're going to start gossiping, politics, this and that, and you are going to commit sin. You are going to be biting and slandering, and all a lot of things will happen, and it will go out of control. Well, yes, you must try to be in your house. You will be safe and protected. Don't go outside unnecessarily. وَلْيَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. Third advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Hazrat Umar Amir radiallahu ta'ala an, that you must cry on your sins. Realize, repent, and admit that you have done wrong, you have committed sin. And whenever you realize you have done wrong, you have violated the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry on it. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. That if you cry on your sins and you admit and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I regret, I shouldn't do it, but I have done, please forgive me. Allah is very merciful. Allah will erase all sins like you never done it. كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Like you haven't done it. Allah will make the forgive to the angels, kiraman katibin, and your book of deed will be clean. So we have to do these three things, my brothers and sisters. If you need the najat and success, this is the criteria and formula given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to practice upon it.